tried advertising. It doesn't work. We rely on word of mouth.
Listen, intersection sign spinners and flyers being passed out, not exactly going to cut it.
If you build it, they will come.
FYI, business owner, if you build it, they will not come.
Helping you and your business get noticed, be found, and convert. They're bringing buyers and sellers together. This is marketing. This is the Marketing Advisors Show.
That's right, folks. This is the Marketing Advisors Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday evening. We're glad you did. If you've never tuned into this show, the Marketing Advisors is, well, about marketing. But, of course, you know, Treg, we always talk about this where when we talk about marketing, it's really broader than what a lot of other people think about marketing, which is just the ads you hear or see or the digital ads, search, that sort of thing. But when you and I refer to marketing, we think of it as the entire umbrella, which is, you know, your sales organization, your advertising, sure, your customer service, what are people saying about you, and everything in between. And so that marketing umbrella is pretty expansive, and we cover all that on this show. So if you're somebody that's interested in increasing your business or really have any stake in a business doing well, we're the show for you. So I'm Rusty Winter. I'm joined, as always, by my buddy, Treg Kazik.
Howdy.
Intern John is absent today, but you got to hear him on the intro. That's good enough for me. That's enough of John's voice for me for the day.
You've hit your quota.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think, Treg, we talked about talking, you know, about to contractors and doing some real estate and things like that. And one of the things I've been thinking about and talking with you about is a lot of the national real estate trends are talking about, you know, we might be heading for a slowdown and these interest rates climbing, you know, bit by bit. And the price of homes today is kind of now on a national basis. Now, I don't want to freak anybody out. It's not that we're going backwards. It's just the growth has slowed.
Yeah.
So you always got to pay attention to terminology and how people are phrasing something. And so, you know, like Facebook had that same issue with their stock. Growth has slowed. It's the growth rate has slowed, not growth. You know, it's still growing and home prices are still rising. But you and I are certainly not experts on the local real estate market, and I like talking locally,
right?
Because Jacksonville is not national, and sometimes the trends happening nationally aren't the same trends that are happening locally in Jacksonville. So we have a friend. We have a friend, Pat Flynn, who, hey, that rhymed a little bit. Pat Flynn is our friend, joining us from Flynn Homes. He'll be our guest today, and we're going to talk about real estate, but also a unique niche that he fits in. And so, Pat, right, first of all, welcome. Thanks for taking time out on a Saturday for joining us today.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me. It was actually interesting listening to your intro, too. I think I am actually a pretty good fit for this actual show because marketing is our main focus, and marketing and real estate is what I do every day now. And it's yeah, so I think I'm a good fit for this show you're trying to have now.
Absolutely. So we were kind of laughing before we went live in that we both have a little, like, untraditional backgrounds to where we are today. So I've been in the marketing world for 19 years, and I was actually a commercial fisherman before I got into marketing, and which is really odd. Would be more odd today, but it was even odd almost 20 years ago when I did it. And almost would be difficult to try again. But you've been a merchant marine for a while before you got into the real estate world. You know, kind of a biographical question, but I know what commercial fishermen did for me. It's like gives me kind of a blue-collar look when I'm helping people in the marketing world. How has that background helped you in terms of the business world now and the real estate world?
You hit the nail on the head saying that. I come from a background 7 years in the merchant marine and 3 years working offshore on drilling rigs. So obviously a very blue collar lifestyle. The people you work with out there are all real people in the world. It's not like there's crazy money out there. So my everyday now is working with local people in Jacksonville who are looking to sell their houses and being able to talk to them like people rather than someone that just graduated college and went directly into finance or some crazy high-paying office job, being able to relate and talk to them has been the most essential part of my business since starting.
Is that why you kind of got into the real estate world, because of the people aspect of it?
Well, I'm not going to lie. When I was still in the Merchant Marine, I did want a way out, so I started buying rentals. But I had no real plan to get out. In February 2017, my daughter was born. Kind of a surprise, we're pregnant. Now your daughter's born. And I just knew I couldn't go back. I couldn't leave for 4 months at a time anymore. We don't have family down here or anything, so I just couldn't leave my girlfriend and daughter at home and leave for 4 months at a time.
And you're probably learning already. It's hard to leave for the day.
it is. It's unbelievable. Or for the weekend. So I was forced into doing it full time, and that is the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because I don't know that I would have had the strength to leave the money and lifestyle of Merchant Marine and jump into this full time, kind of gamble on yourself and jump into it full time with no real plan. So it really was a blessing.
Well, I thought being out in the ocean in the middle of nowhere for 5 to 7 days as a commercial fisherman was long, but I guess you guys in the Merchant Marines have it even worse. But when I introduced you, I mentioned that Flynn Homes kind of occupies a unique niche. And so we're not here, you're not here as an everyday realtor that you would usually encounter. You kind of occupy a unique niche. I was going to give you the opportunity to talk about what that niche is.
Sure. So people would know us from the outside as kind of the we buy houses people. You can't drive through Jacksonville right now without seeing 30 we buy houses signs on every single street corner. And the reason for that is that the market's good. So the niche we fill is me and my business partner, Kyle Paskowitz, who has years more experience than I have. We buy between 20 and 30 houses a month, and our whole business model is based on making the selling process extremely simple. So we try to be honest and make everything simple. What I tell everyone that calls in from our marketing is that if your house is in good shape and your goal is to get top market value, like what Zillow says it's worth, what Trulia says it's worth, if that is your goal, I am not a good fit for you. That's what we say right off the bat. Our specialty is speed and simplicity. So people call in, they live in Michigan, they inherited a house in Jacksonville, they have no idea what the market is, they just want the thing gone, and they want it gone fast, and they want a check to go into their mailbox. That's the niche we fill. We have the cash to close on everything ourselves, and we can do it in as little as 2 days. So that's kind of where we fit in. We're also agents, but that's more so we can have MLS access and do some market research. The other part of our business is we try to help everyone we can that calls in. So if people do call in and they're wondering, you know, what's my home worth? What would you guys pay for it? If I'm not a good fit for them, we pride ourselves in steering them in the right direction. So no, we're not a good fit for you. Go with a real estate agent. And believe me, we're not a good fit for most people.
Yeah.
Actually, most people are better off selling with an agent, the traditional route.
Well, I bet you your real estate partners that you recommend are pretty happy to be working with you.
I'm sure they are. Yeah.
So in terms of somebody going that route, I'm just curious, like you said, it's not for everyone. By the way, I just love that, because not a lot of people do that tell you what they can't do right off the bat. And I think that really lends a lot of credibility. And so in terms of like marketing lesson one that you've learned today, that might be it. Think about that in your business. Think about how you might tell people what you can't do up front. It's like Treg and I talk a lot about this, where we talk about what advertising can do. People think sometimes that certain media are like, immediate. You know, I ran that TV ad, and I ran it this morning, and I was sitting by the phone waiting for it to ring, and it doesn't often work that way with something like that kind of medium. And we like to tell people, before you do anything, hey, here's the kind of things that we can't do, just to set expectations. So I appreciate you talking about that, Pat. But what kind of folks in what kind of situations would be right for you?
So I think most of the cases we find that we're perfect for are people that have lived in houses for a long time and the maintenance has just gotten away from them. So everything's original. Things are falling apart. People may not necessarily have the money to make all those repairs. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you a situation. A lot of houses we do are in Arlington. It's a big hub of business of ours. We're doing one on Maple Leaf right now that comes to mind. A woman had a house on Maple Leaf Drive, raised her whole family in there. The house is probably worth between 120, 130 grand, completely renovated and beautiful and nice. But in the shape it's in right now, absolutely no chance. She could put it on the market, but it's only going to be people like me making her offers, and there'll be people lowballing her, people, you know, tying it up under contract and then backing out, or, you know, just doing shady things. So we were able to come in. I think we told her it needed about 40 grand to work. We told her we need to be making, you know, we need to be making 10 or so on this house if it makes sense. You know, it's a lot of risk for us to put all that cash out, manage the job. It's a lot of time and effort. We need to be making our profit margin on it, which is around 10 grand or so for a house like that. So we made her an offer and we showed her all the numbers backwards from what the rehab's going to cost us, what we're making, what closing costs are going to be. And, you know, I think that cash offer ended up being 55 or something like that. And it actually was, we closed it in 2 days and gave her 30 days to get all her stuff out of the house. So she had no inspections, no appraisals, none of the BS that normally comes along with selling a house. It was done quick. She knew we were local and she knew we could trust us. We had a good reputation and it was just really smooth transaction. So that's the first one that comes to mind. But obviously there's all sorts of situations. We direct mail to probate, people that are going through probate, people that are going through inheritances. We try to help people going through foreclosures. We buy stuff off the auction. So there's a lot of different routes that we go to purchase houses.
I have a question. So you said 2 days closing time. That's quick. So do you have people in-house that are title specialists and things like that that y'all keep in-house to keep things quick?
Not in-house, but we have doing a volume like 20 or 30 houses a month. Obviously, you get very close relationships. Exactly. Yeah. We have close relationships with two title companies, actually, who are great title companies. I recommend anyone use them, even if you're going the traditional route. They do phenomenal for us and for just with working with a regular real estate agent. That's Keith Crockett at the Beach in Ponte Vedra and Dwayne Romanello over in the West Side. They do all our title searches. Typically a title search takes 3 business days to come back. You can pay to have that done faster. Yeah. So if the deal makes sense and people want it done fast, we'll pay to have it done quickly. And the money, all it takes is a quick title search done in 24 hours. They get the closing paperwork ready and we wire the money. So it's that simple when there's no mortgages or banks or inspections involved.
Very cool.
Well, Pat, we're coming up on our first commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the market and whether there's still investor opportunities out there and, you know, talk about some of these trends that we're hearing, whether they're true or not. And it's all opinion, right? But your educated opinion. But before we do that, I wanted to give you the opportunity. If somebody sees a need for this, maybe they're in the situation that you described as the woman in Arlington, how could they get a hold of you?
So I'm going to just go ahead and give my direct cell phone number because we're doing 20 or 30 a month, but we're local. Even if you have any questions, just if you think we may be an option for you, have any questions about real estate in general, I have no problem taking texts or answering them. My number is 904-629-6663, or you can visit our website at flynnhomesjacks.com and get a hold of me that way.
Sounds great. We'll be right back on the Marketing Advisors.
I've tried advertising. It doesn't work. We rely on word of mouth.
Listen, intersection signs, spinners, and flyers being passed out, not exactly going to cut it.
If you build it, they will come.
FYI, business owner, if you build it, they will not come.
Helping you and your business get noticed, be found, and convert. They're bringing buyers and sellers together. This is marketing. This is the Marketing Advisors Show.
And we're so glad you stuck around on News 104.5 WOKV. You are listening to the Marketing Advisors. I'm Rusty Winter. Joined, as always, on the bright buttons and stuff over there that I don't know what they do. I've been in this a long time, and I have no idea what they do, but thankfully Treg has learned the hard way.
I figured out the button.
He's good at it, and so if you're hearing us right now, something's working, and that's always a plus. But welcome back again to the Marketing Advisors. We're joined by Pat Flynn of Flynn Homes, and having a blast talking to him about real estate and that unique niche that that he occupies there. And we were, Pat, we were talking about that concept of telling people really what you can't do and how that plays into trust in terms of marketing. Like, hey, I'll tell you what I can do, but first let me tell you how I might not be able to help you, just to set expectations. But you had kind of an interesting story about, you know, one of our big, we're a big fan of this guy who you were mentioning in terms of like national, he's really, I mean, we talk about thought leadership. He is the thought leader in terms of thought leadership, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, obviously most of our business is based on how well we can market. So I'm a huge follower of Gary Vaynerchuk, which right now he's the, you know, he's the kingpin as far as digital marketing, Facebook, and, you know, Instagram, that whole thing. And I thought it was interesting Rusty brought up in the last segment just about it's interesting that you tell people what you can't do first. And the reason we do that is because about 8 months or maybe even a year ago now, I was reading something Gary wrote, and it was all about he was telling this contractor who had a contracting his own contracting business, that the content he should be putting out are YouTube videos of why people should not hire him. So almost like do-it-yourself YouTube videos of, listen, you don't need me to call me to fix a drywall hole. This is how to do it. So he did that for a bunch of things that he used to charge people for, made videos, took his time and money to make videos telling him how they can do it themselves. And the results in a year were that his business just absolutely exploded. And me and Rusty were just talking. We think it's all about the trust factor. One of the first things I tell people when I get on the phone with someone is I try to be very upfront with the fact that, hey, we may not be a good fit for you. This is what we can do. We buy houses below market value. That's what I tell everybody. If you're looking to get what Zillow says, I am not a good fit, but here is my offer. And it's people really appreciate that bluntness and the fact that you're not pulling a sheet over their eyes, and it's really affected the way I think we're viewed, even as the people that are honest, the people that don't try to shove a square peg in a round hole.
Well, above and beyond the trust factor, I think it does something else as well. It eliminates the low dollar deals that truly people could do on their own. Right, and they're not wasting time with the smaller deals. It's the bigger kitchen and bathroom reconstructs.
Or the one-star review later.
Yeah.
You know, so-and-so promised me this, and I did this, and they did this, and so now I'm leaving them a crappy review because my expectations weren't met.
Which in today's age hurts tremendously. I mean, people will be forgiving up to a point. They're going to expect one or two bad reviews, but if you're consistent with it, that hurts you tremendously, of course.
Well, one thing I like about what Pat has done on the website is that the blogs even say that. I mean, it's really clear once you go to your website what you can't do. I mean, I think it's in several places, like, hey, here's why you would go with us, and here's why you shouldn't, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are coming up to another break. I know that's a quick one, right? But I want to give the folks out there, yeah, we do have to pay the bills. How do people what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So best way is my direct cell phone, 904-629-6663. Or you can go to the website, flynnhomesjacks.com, or you can Google Flynn Homes and it'll come right up. Emails and phone numbers are all there. They all go directly to me. We're still small.
And if you don't remember any of that, you could email us at the Marketing Advisor Show. It's Marketing Advisors with an S at coxinc.com. That's it. I know it is. That's it. And you're listening to the Marketing Advisors on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've tried advertising. It doesn't work. We rely on word of mouth.
Listen, intersection signs, spinners, and flyers being passed out, not exactly going to cut it.
If you build it, they will come.
FYI, business owner, if you build it, they will not come.
Helping you and your business get noticed, be found, and convert. They're bringing buyers and sellers together. This is marketing. This is the Marketing Advisors Show.
And welcome back to the Marketing Advisor Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We're having a blast. As usual, we have just as much fun off the air as we do on the air. And I want to apologize if you hear any kind of like hammers banging in the background. I think this is our, Treg, might be our last show in this very studio.
No, we're going to have one more at least.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully that hammering will be done by next Saturday. But
I'm hoping.
But we'll see. I don't know. It's not very close to the mic, so maybe it's just me hearing it. But anyway, no big deal because we're having fun and we're talking marketing as we always do. And hopefully you're getting a lot out of it. Because, you know, a lot of times, like we're doing today, we'll talk about specific categorical stuff. Like we're talking about real estate today. But we just had that tip about, you know, telling people what you can't do in a business. And I don't know any business that wouldn't be good advice for.
You know, I don't
either. Talking real estate, but if you have a plumbing business or whatever, it might be a jewelry business.
Right. What business in anywhere but Jacksonville, because that's where we are. But what business doesn't want to have a higher per ticket, transaction rate? What business doesn't want to be associated with the trust factor? I mean, it's a good thing to do all around.
Exactly, and we got that great piece of advice from Pat Flynn of Flynn Homes, who is graciously continued to join us on Saturday. He was telling us, you know, a few segments ago that he got a fairly new child, and he decided that he could still come in on Saturday to help us. So I really appreciate that, Pat. Thanks for coming in. You know, we're talking a lot about your unique niche. I want to just review this for people who have just tuned in. So Flynn Homes isn't what we would call a traditional real estate company, like what you would normally run into in terms of somebody talking about real estate. So I wanted to give you one more opportunity to just say kind of what is that niche you fill, and, you know, who does Flynn Homes help the most? Who's right for you guys?
So we try to be we're a home buyer and a consultant. Between me and my partner, we buy between 20 and 30 houses a month. And we fill that niche of closing fast and making the whole process easy, is basically what we do. The way we're different than a traditional real estate agent is real estate agents go out and they're trying to sell your house for top dollar. To someone that either wants to live there or use it as a rental. With us, we close on all our own stuff. We either flip the house or keep it as a rental in our rental portfolio. Another example of how we can help people is actually just this morning. An older gentleman lives in South Florida now, trying to sell his house on Montclair, in Montclair, in 32217 zip code, right by our office. Had it on the market for $279 for a couple months, had went through a couple different buyers because it wouldn't pass inspection. Mm-hmm. So he was just sick of it. We made him a cash offer, told him, hey, want to be done with it, we'll close in 2 days. Of course, it was lower than he wanted, but at that point, he appreciated that it was cash and it was fast, and we got it done for him. So that's the niche we fill, is people that are willing to sacrifice a little bit on price for convenience and speed.
Yeah, one in the hand, worth two in the bush, right? I'm curious, how is it that you go to market? What are some of the tools, the assets that you use? And then furthermore, how do you use those various assets? What are some of the things that you do?
Our bread and butter right now is no secret to anybody that's also in this We Buy Houses business is direct mail. We just do more of it than everyone else. We're sending out, you know, 15, 20,000 pieces of direct mail every single week. At the same time, that being said, it is our biggest moneymaker, but I think it's dying. I think it's dying slowly. Our cost per contract is going up pretty steadily on direct mail. I think the way of the future is Facebook, it's Instagram, and it's that digital side of things. So right now, we're still doing direct mail. We're still doing print ads in different places in Jacksonville. We're doing direct marketing to lists of people that are going for probates, people that are going to inheritances. So direct market to lists, direct market to location on print ads. And right now, we're getting into more of the digital side of things, which is tough in our industry because it's just typically the person that would sell to someone like us isn't the most technologically savvy type of person, not the person that's scrolling Facebook, looking to shop or anything like that. So what we're trying to do is reach out to real estate agents. We're trying to, you know, have our own podcast, have a lot of content out there so people think of us when they're in a situation where they need to sell a house for cash. We're just the first one that pops in their head because they see us everywhere.
Gotcha.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Pat, and this is all, like we mentioned before, kind of opinion. It's going to sound like I'm going on a tangent, Treg, so bear with me. Don't give me the rolling eyes. But I once read that people who grew up like in the, back in the Great Depression, you know, in the 30s, that it affected them the rest of their lives. I mean, I heard stories about, like, they would use aluminum foil and then rewash it so they could use it again, and they didn't have any, I mean, these were middle-class people. They weren't poor anymore. Like, things were fine, but they were so, I guess, struck by what had happened during that period that it just really changed their attitude for the rest of their lives. And I think, maybe not quite to that extent, but, you know, we had a recession 10 years ago, and I think that people still have, a little fear of that. And so I wanted to ask you, I'm sure as people watch housing prices go up and real estate gets so hot, they get a little nervous. I mean, you get a little nervous, like, is this going to happen again? You know, what's changed? And, you know, is credit too easy again and whatnot? So, it's something that even the experts couldn't predict, so I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just asking you kind of like, what's your opinion? Does it feel too hot out there? I mean, does it feel like there's still plenty of opportunity?
My feeling is what happened in 07 and 08 will happen again, but not in for a long time, like another 80 or 100 year cycle. The prices that if you go look at the tax records of what people were buying houses almost oceanfront in Jack's Beach for in 2010, 2011, it is absolutely unbelievable. We were just looking at one this morning. I just don't see the beaches. I don't see Riverside, places like that, dipping to those levels again. What we do know is coming in the next couple years at some point is a correction. So you have places like Murray Hill and Riverside right now, especially Murray Hill, where you're getting some very, very high prices. Everything's a little inflated. So I think in the next two or three years, you'll see maybe a 10 to 15% correction on those prices. But, and sometimes a 10 to 15% correction is all it takes to kind of start the first domino to topple everything. But I don't think you're going to see anything like 08 and 09 again. Everything, the growth has been steady. What we've seen with the markets in Jacksonville is this spring was just out of control. We'd put anything in that 130 to 210 range. We'd put it on the market, and it didn't matter what it looked like. We'd have five offers in the first weekend. Mm-hmm. Come the fall, it slowed down steadily, but we price our stuff well. We price it aggressively to sell in a week because we're not making any money when it sits on the market for 3 months. So, of course, you're going to have outliers of people that think their house is worth more than it is. And, you know, they'll think the market's slow because it's 10 grand overpriced and it sits there for 6 months. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is we're selling 15 houses a month and they're all selling in a week. So it's not as hot as it was in the spring, but things are still very hot right now, especially for median houses in Jacksonville, which is like 150, 180, that price range. There's not enough inventory for the people that are looking.
Well, I was going to ask you in terms of investment opportunities. I mean, I think that's like maybe not your main focus, but that is an opportunity. So if I'm out there listening right now and I'm not in that category that you described of needing to sell a home quickly, but maybe I'm listening to this and thinking, how can I get into that? You know, maybe I've always wanted to get into this kind of thing where I could make money on real estate. Is that something you guys help with?
100%. I'd say step one for that, if you're looking for passive income, if you're looking to flip a house, if you're looking to buy rentals, step one is figure out what your goals are. My goal was to engulf myself in this full time and for this to be a full time thing for me, which may be different from someone that works at a radio station and likes their job and just wants to accumulate some rentals for some passive income and wealth. I would tell those two people completely different things. How can I help? I I'm always looking to network with new investors. Plus, there's great groups in Jacksonville. Jack's RIA, there's Obie Dorsey's Meetup, and you can find all those just with a Google search. But working with us directly, let me know what your goals are. If it's accumulating rentals, we come across stuff all the time that's not a good fit for us. People are always buying rentals from us. If it's flipping a house, we're a huge asset for someone looking to flip a house. I can send you stuff every... We only run 3 construction crews, and we do a ton of marketing. So sometimes we have stuff that's either not a good fit for us or we just don't have the crews to get it done. So if you're looking to flip a house, be happy to sell you one of those. If you have money sitting in the bank that you're looking to lend at X amount of interest rate secured by mortgages, we're always looking for private money as well. So any of those aspects. Also, if you're looking to get into something like wholesaling, which is finding low price properties and selling them to flippers at an upcharge, we buy from wholesalers all the time. And anyone looking to get into wholesaling, I'd be happy to help them, get their first deal or tell them exactly what they should be doing, because that's something when I was starting, I had no clue. And now if there's someone starting out that has $0 and they're looking, all they have is time, I know exactly what I would do, and I know the best ways to get started, and I'd be happy to help anybody.
Sure, and we'll give you the opportunity to say how to contact you in just a second. You mentioned some specific neighborhoods, like where I live in Arlington. Arlington's a big place. You mentioned Murray Hill. What are some of the other neighborhoods out there that are kind of like when you see dollar signs, like, you know, you want to really focus on those in terms of investment opportunities?
Murray Hill right now is just unbelievable, the numbers you can get there. Murray Hill, obviously, I love doing stuff at the beaches because that's where I live. I live in Neptune Beach. But people know what their houses are worth at the beach, and you're having to pay a lot more. Mm-hmm. So you're making those same margins that you are in Murray Hill, but you have a lot more money out. But yeah, it's always fun to do stuff at the beach. I would say Fort Caroline area is kind of a sleeper now. 32225. We've been having a lot of stuff come through up there lately. Arlington's always been a strong market for us. $150,000 home in Arlington, we're buying them for, $70,000 to $100,000, depending on the condition of the inside. The numbers just work really well in Arlington. Those are the only that are popular. Riverside's always a great area, too. I mean, there's a lot of old homes in Riverside that need a lot of work, and you can sell for huge prices in Riverside, even more so than Murray Hill.
All right. Well, Pat, real quick, we've got one more short segment coming up. I know you're going to hang out with us for that. I got like one more question I want to ask you. But real quick, how can people reach you? So we've talked about two things now. If you are in that situation where you need to sell quickly, call Pat. If you're interested in investing, call Pat. So how can they do that?
Phone number, 904-629-6663. Or you can go to our website, flynnhomesjacks.com, or just Google Pat Flynn, Google Flynn Homes. There's all of those email addresses and numbers will get to me.
Perfect. Well, we will be right back for our last segment on the Marketing Advisor Show.
I've tried advertising. It doesn't work. We rely on word of mouth.
Listen, intersection signs, spinners, and flyers being passed out, not exactly going to cut it.
If you build it, they will come.
FYI, business owner, if you build it, they will not come.
Helping you and your business get noticed, be found, and convert. They're bringing buyers and sellers together. This is marketing. This is the Marketing Advisors Show.
That's right. Welcome back to the Marketing Advisors. You've been listening to us for, almost an hour now. We really appreciate it. This is my saddest segment because we are coming to a close in a few minutes. But we'll obviously be back next Saturday like we always are. And we're having fun talking to Pat Flynn of Flynn Homes. And, Pat, I want to step away from, the subject of real estate for a second. There are, I just kind of thought about this. There's a lot of people who, have jobs. They're paid by a company. And a lot of times they're happy. A lot of times they're not. But there's probably a ton of people out there thinking, I want to take that leap to entrepreneurship or starting a business or something like that. And I think there's probably 99.9% of them are fearful. So I want to talk a little bit about something that I saw on your site that you were talking about, which is like attitude and mindset and, just kind of like your philosophy on that, how you approach things and how you would advise somebody that's maybe thinking about making a change like that.
So there's a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of content out there now, especially from, you know, successful people like Gary Vaynerchuk. But there's hundreds of thousands of people on Instagram talking about entrepreneurship now because it's, you know, it's having its moment and it's very cool to be your own boss and do that thing. But I don't like when they get on there and talk about how easy it is to just hop up and go from whatever you're doing as a job. It's, you know, it's people get on there and they say, oh, you don't like what you're doing? Just quit and do something else.
Follow your passion.
Exactly. And it's all...
What's my passion? To make money and have health insurance.
That's exactly right. And it's just the message that I would want to put out is that 100% I believe it's possible, but just know that it's not as easy as they all make it out to be. And I don't mean that to be like warning you not to do it. I mean that to be like, when I did it, it was one of the hardest things and scariest things I had to do. I worked for years to get my license to sail as a merchant marine. I worked for years out there working up at my job, and to throw all that away and to have a newborn baby who's about to not have health insurance and me have absolutely no plan whatsoever besides a modest amount of money in my bank account saved up, it was really, really frightening. So don't think that that everyone's doing it, jumping off and jumping into, you know, betting on yourself full time is this easy thing to do. I believe that anyone can do it if that's what they want in life, and if they do hate their everyday job, I think they should do something about it. But you know, it's difficult, and if you're having troubles with it, don't think that you're alone. Don't think you're alone in your fear to do that, because everyone that has done it was extremely fearful too, no matter whatever they say.
Absolutely. So, Pat, this has been, I think, one of our favorite shows, really. It's been a blast talking to you. Treg even has a smile on his face, which by the end, you know, it always starts that way, but it never ends that way, and he's still maintained a smile, so that's always a positive.
Too, so.
Not going to go home and kick his dog today, so the dog's going to be happy too. But you've been listening to the Marketing Advisors. We're having a lot of fun. So, Pat, we're coming to a close, but I wanted to give you one more opportunity because we've talked about a bunch of stuff. How can somebody reach you if they're interested in anything you've really said today? Because there's been a lot.
Yeah, I've reached out to me over absolutely anything. Real estate, investing, any of that.
Be careful with that. You know, there's a lot of political people listening to this show. But let's halt the politics. He's not interested in hearing about that. Well, maybe you are. I don't know.
Absolutely hate politics, so don't call me about politics. But my phone number is 904-629-6663. Or the Flynn Homes website, which you can find easily by just Googling Flynn Homes Jacks. All of those emails and those numbers end up at my phone or end up at my desk. So it's very easy to find me.
Yeah, and if you're interested in talking to Treg or I about anything, marketing, we don't want to talk about politics either.
Obama.
But, you know, if we're doing our job with SEO, you should be able to Google or your favorite search engine, Marketing Advisor Show, WOKV, or Jacksonville, or something like that, and you'll find us. But we appreciate you joining us. We will be back next Saturday.